Oh boy, it's the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to your favorite wrestling podcast right now. This is it. So you know, I wasn't asking you to go to another podcast and subscribe. This is your favorite podcast, right? Right? Today, we're talking about the legacy of Baron Corbin. Man, what a topsy-turvy road that man took in WWE. The reason this is coming up is because I just read an article about Kurt Angle's thoughts on his last match with Baron Corbin now that Corbin has been let go. And to paraphrase, Angle said he feels like it was a waste because he thought WWE was going to run with Baron Corbin, strap a rocket to him, you know, give him the rub for beating essentially a legend at WrestleMania. It should have sparked something in his career that would really, you know, ignite it and make him a top tier guy, a top player in the organization. And after winning King of the Ring, you know, they didn't really do much with him. And then he had a bit of a spark with the sad Corbin stuff, and then he just fizzled out. And I was recalling as much as I possibly could in the most casual way Baron Corbin's sort of run from NXT and his lone wolf era to coming up to the main roster to doing, you know, stuff with Roman and the dog food angle, which was really weird, to his role with Bron Breakker earlier this year as the what were they called? Wolf Dogs, and his sad Corbin angle. And I was just thinking about how people are in the comments section of these articles are saying, oh, WWE fumbled Baron Corbin. I think it's hard to fumble anyone. That's not true. I think the onus is a lot of the times on the wrestler to get over with whatever gimmick they're handed. And if it's a difficult gimmick, it's difficult for the wrestler to get over. And in that sense, you know, yes, the organization did fumble because the gimmick didn't work. But also, you can argue that it didn't work because the wrestler couldn't make it work. Baron Corbin was handed a pretty interesting character that WWE definitely fumbled, which was the Sad Corbin character. When Sad Corbin came on the scene, he was one of the best comedy acts slash heels slash shit heels slash sympathetic heels that was on the program at the time. His commitment to the character made it get over. He grew out his hair with little he had left into the horseshoe. Remember, he looked disheveled. He always had like food on his shirt. He was just completely done up to be a very destitute person. But if I remember correctly, his entire gimmick was that he didn't have enough money to feed his family or, you know, pay for his mortgage or whatnot. But it wasn't like he had no money. It was like he had money of every average Joe. Am I right? I can't remember specifics, but I'm pretty sure the whole thing was he didn't have all the money he needed. He just had, you know, regular people money, which was way too little. He might as well be homeless. And if that's true, if I'm remembering that correctly, that's a great heel character for a wrestler. Because not only do you get a pang of sympathy because they're like, well, look at him, he's all broke down, he needs money. But then you get that heel thing where he's like, I have money like you people. How do you live? He's like, he's out there stealing food from catering. Like, and that's a great heel persona because it's almost making fun of the fans, but also it's entertaining. And it's like Stone Cold used to say, your gimmick turned up to 11. It's just being a normal person, but turning it up to 11 in terms of like how you can live. I love that character. And they fumbled it because they turned him into Happy Corbin way too fast. He went to Vegas, I think was the angle, and he came back like, I hit it big and now I'm back on top. From my experience as a person in the world, that's not how Vegas works. You don't go to Vegas and then hit it so big that it solves all your problems. If anything, going to Vegas adds to your problems. My interpretation of Sad Corbin, I feel could have gone on for way longer. And I was thinking, oh, you know, how fast that angle can get tiresome. But there's so many threads you can pull on to keep the character interesting and keep them engaged with fans. Babyface him, heel turn him again. There's so many avenues. I was thinking just before I started recording, what if he goes to Vegas and a more realistic thing happens where he hits it, quote unquote, big, and then makes enough money to say, you know, he got a haircut. I wouldn't cut his hair, but maybe he styled his hair. And he got a little better clothes. Like, oh, this clothes doesn't have food all over it. And he's like, I'm back. I went to Vegas. I hit it big. I made, you know, whatever, 200,000 some odd dollars. And now, you know, things are finally turning around for old Baron Corbin. And then the next show, have him be back to his disheveled look. And people go, what happened? And he goes, oh, I made a bad investment. You know, I had this line on a horse, or I bought a truck full of steaks that went sour, or something silly. Spending all his money on something dumb instead of feeding his family or paying his mortgage or whatever the hell he was talking about before. So making him a dumbass character that keeps getting in his own way, that could go on for quite a bit. Not in the same sense, like you vary it up a little bit. He's like, oh, you know, I found a bag of gold coins, you know, some horse shit. He could have done anything. But then you go on to make him a wrestler for hire. How do you make money in the wrestling business? Well, you have other wrestlers hire you to wrestle their matches. And here's where things get a little nuanced and a little interesting. So say someone's like, I want you to go out and wrestle my match for me, but you have to win. And if you win, I'll pay you. And if you get me a loss, I'm not going to give you any money. So then he has to go out there and win. And if he does, he gets the money. And then the crowd will be like, oh, crap, he actually won. Yay, he made the money. Even if he's a heel. I think this would babyface him, actually. But then you have other wrestlers give him stipulations. Like, I want you to land my finish to teach that person a lesson. And then I'll pay you for the match. So then the other person goes out and watches Baron Corbin wrestle this match. And Baron Corbin keeps fumbling their finish. He can't get it right. So he does it 2 times, and the guy's like, nah, that's not it. So he goes for the third and final try to get this finish done. The other person reverses it, or it knocks him out or something, and he gets pinned. The crowd is on his side. They're like, no, I can't believe he didn't do it. And then the guy's like, nah, you're not getting paid. And then you can have a moment with Baron Corbin in the ring, like, I was so close to getting paid and, you know, taking care of my family. And that can resonate with the fans. Again, it would babyface him for sure, but also it gives an extra layer to the match and the storytelling, because he has stipulations on the match that are not inherent to the match. He has to do this to get money to take care of his family. The match itself is like a foregone conclusion. It was going to happen on the show regardless. This is his opportunity to make a better life for his family, and he just couldn't get through it. And if you do that enough times and then he does get through it, he starts getting a win streak, the crowd will be on his side. Sad Corbin can stay sad, but he'll, you know, be winning. And then you just massage that character into the main event scene somehow. Like, oh, he stumbled into, you know, an elimination chamber, and oh, crap, he got a win. And you can get a Kofi Mania style thing going with that Sad Corbin character and just run with it. But they sent him to Vegas and he made a bunch of money. So I hope... I hope Vince enjoyed that silly angle. And the worst part is that none of it paid off. They paired him with JBL, and then JBL, on his way out, buried him straight to hell and then peaced out. What a miserable way to treat Baron Corbin. And I really hope he lands on his feet if he decides to keep wrestling. What did you think of Baron Corbin? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. And don't you ever forget,
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.